Brandon Makes Jiaozi by Eugenia Chu, illustrated by Helena Chu Ho. This is Brandon. Brandon is a smart but silly boy. Brandon loves jiaozi, which are Chinese dumplings. Brandon loves to make jiaozi, and he really loves to eat them. One day after school, Mommy had a surprise for him in the car. It was Popo, Brandon's grandma, visiting from China. Brandon was so excited to see her, he couldn't stop laughing and talking the whole ride home from school. When Brandon got home and went to the kitchen for a snack, he saw flour and dough on a huge cutting board next to a big bowl on the table. Brandon started jumping up and down. He looked at Popo and excitedly asked, "Popo, are we going to make jiaozi?" Popo responded, "Duela," which means "that's right" in Chinese. Brandon started to do his happy dance. Brandon then ran to the bathroom to wash his hands while Popo started rolling out the dough to prepare the jiaozi wraps. Once Brandon's hands were nice and clean, he sat down next to Popo, looked around, and decided, "We need more flour." And before Popo could stop him, Brandon grabbed the nearby flour bag to sprinkle flour on the table. But instead of a light sprinkling of flour, a mountain of flour came crashing down the table and got everywhere, including all over Brandon. It was even in his hair. Popo couldn't help but laugh. "Aiya, ni hao xiang xiao gui. You look like a little ghost." Brandon started to smile and suddenly jumped up and yelled, "Boo!" Popo and Brandon couldn't stop laughing. Once Brandon and Popo finally settled down and cleaned up, they got to work. Brandon started spooning in the meat mixture from the big bowl into the wraps. He then pinched the edges together to keep all the delicious filling inside. He loved making jiaozi and was getting really good at it. Popo looked over and exclaimed, "Wow, Brandon, 你做的饺子真漂亮!" saying that Brandon was making beautiful dumplings. Brandon was very proud. Once they had a tray full of jiaozi prepared, Popo started to cook them while Brandon continued making more jiaozi. Soon, all the dough and meat were used up and the first batch of jiaozi was done. Brandon could not wait to eat them and his mouth started to water. Popo asked Brandon, 你要吃几个饺子? How many dumplings do you want to eat? Brandon replied, 10, 10. Wow, Popo cried, 10, 你可不可以吃这么多? Can you eat that many? Brandon started laughing and answered, yes, I can. So Popo gave him 10 jiaozi, and Brandon counted them out one by one in Chinese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good, they're all here. Then Brandon started eating. And eating. And eating. Soon, all 10 jiaozi were in Brandon's tummy, and his tummy was very big indeed. Popo couldn't believe Brandon ate so many jiaozi so quickly. "Wow, 你太饱了. You must be too full." Brandon giggled and said, "They were so good, I couldn't stop eating. I would like one more, please." Popo couldn't believe it. 你还要一个饺子? You want one more dumpling? Brandon laughed and said, "Yes, please." So Popo gave Brandon one more jiaozi and watched, expecting him to eat it. But instead of eating the jiaozi, Brandon put it in a little box and said, 谢谢, thank you. Popo laughed and said, "What are you going to do with that jiaozi? I thought you were going to eat it." Brandon just smiled and said, "I want to save it because it is so beautiful." Later, when everyone was busy, Brandon snuck out his jiaozi, took it out of the box, and started to decorate it with strips of lettuce for hair, sliced olives for eyes, a piece of grape for the nose, and a little slice of red pepper for the mouth. He stuck everything on with a little oyster sauce and called everyone in to see his masterpiece. Mommy, Daddy, Popo, and Gong Gong, Brandon's grandpa, were so surprised and delighted by Brandon's creation. There are lots of oohs and ahs and ayos. Brandon took a picture of his little jiaozi guy and then ate it all up in two bites. Yummy, hao chi. Everyone laughed and laughed. Brandon laughed the loudest. What a smart but silly boy.